This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, really, seriously. Got a good lineup tonight. Got the, Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week, right after the first break. And I'd like to say all things Xander, but that doesn't even sound right, does it? No, Xander Gibb will join us, and you know, a lot of crazy things going on today. The whole Trump, I want to talk a lot about the what's going on with Trump and what's going on at his rallies and how the rioters, yeah, you heard me, the rioters, those aren't protesters, right? Protesters don't beat people to a pulp. Right? Protesters don't beat up each other. Don't you love it? So, as far as I'm concerned, it's just like, you call them what? Suicide bombers. They're not suicide bombers. They're homicide bombers. And I call them homicide bombers. Why? Right? Suicide bombers usually do damage to themselves. They only want to take out themselves. That's all they're interested in. These guys want to do as much damage, kill as many people as they can. So don't sit there and try to justify it and tell me that these are suicide bombers. They're murderers. They're mass murderers. Let's start calling them what they are. What do you think? It works for me. I'm good with it anyway. And that's all that matters. I got the microphone. All right. Speaking of thugs, murderers, people that are sick and out of their minds. You know, there's pictures up all over the internet. You can find pictures and of these Trump rallies, and then look at what the thugs and the rioters are doing. All right, you can see what they're doing to people. They're not just throwing eggs. Oh, it's a big deal. They're throwing eggs at people. No, and these are people. What flag are they waving? I'm just going to drive this home. The Mexican flag. You like Mexico so much? You think it's so wonderful? Then go back there. Go there. Why don't you picket riot their government, their way of life, their way of choosing a president? I still don't, like I said, I don't get it. If you do not like the way this country is run, or things about this country, then what are you doing here? I don't get it. You must be insane. Because only insane people put up with and do things they don't want to do. Now the media, mainstream established media, wants to say that the thugs that were in San Jose, those violent protesters, they want to say that they were just protesters. Now what if the shoe was on the other foot? What if violence breaks out at one of Hillary's events? Right? Anti-Hillary mob. What do you think will happen then, right? Now, these mobs are carrying Mexican flags. They were beating Trump supporters in some of the videos I saw. They were actually chasing them down and beating them. It wasn't like they just had a, they were arguing back and forth. No, no, these guys were running after them and started beating on them. Now, CNN downplayed the assault. They described the unprovoked attacks as clashes between supporters of Donald Trump and protesters. At the height of the biggest and most violent political protests in San Jose has seen in decades, hundreds of people clashed with police. Now, the other thing that there's rumors coming out, saying, you know, the police have been told to stand down, let them blow off steam and that kind of thing. Now, the local newspaper refused to blame the protesters for the violence. Think about this. Come on, think about this. All right, so who was involved in the violence outside? I'm sorry, the paper said exactly who was involved in the violence outside remains unclear, but numerous members of the crowd were Latinos from East San Jose who said that they opposed the violence and condemned Trump for touting racism. Well, if they oppose the violence, then why didn't they try to stop it? And there's that racism word again, which actually means nothing. Really, it really does, because they use it for everything. And all the videos that you see going back and forth, they're really clear. They clearly show the Latinos and other people holding the Mexican flag attacking Trump supporters. Now, San Jose's mayor, Sam Liccardo, blamed Trump for the violence. Of course, so much easier to do that, right? Right? The supporters, he said that Trump's candidacy and his rallies are responsible. And that Donald needs to take responsibility for the irresponsible behavior of his campaign. His campaign did nothing wrong. See, these are why the loons on the left cannot be in charge. Reality totally eludes them. They have no clue as to what's going on around them. San Jose mayor said that Trump and his supporters, no, they didn't. They were being chased down. Were the Mexicans, are they responsible for anything? I'm just asking. Liccardo said nothing about the assaults or the less than appropriate response by police, who mostly stood by and looked on as the mobs engaged in violence. See, if I was Trump, I'd hire me a black something or other that they had in the Middle East security. I would. I'd have them standing arm to arm. And you can elbow and beat anybody who gets in the way. That's right. Pull it out. Take that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Sites. Xander Gibbs joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, I just look at you already know them. You already know the lineup. You know how this works. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always have a good time when he's on the show with me. And if you hear a big thud, it's because that, you know, he's such a good soldier that he finished his show a few minutes ago. And he jumps right onto my show, and the man hasn't eaten, so he's going to forego a meal for a while just to be with me. That you're good. Right? You're good with that.
I'm wasting away to a mountain here, Jared.
Oh, God. I'm glad, you know, at least you said it. I don't have to, right? So, anyway, and I'll be the same way. Look at, you know, look at the video, right? Not a problem. I could do the 30 days plus. You know, what is it, 30 days without food, you could die?
No, no, I could do 30 minutes. Not mine 30 days.
So you're not into the fasting and prayer thing, I take it.
No. No, I will fast when I'm dead. Okay.
There you go. Hey, that works, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, what was I going to tell you? We were kind of talking about it before you come on the air, which was all this Trump stuff going on in California, and I was talking about it in the first segment. You know, I'm looking at all this blood. I'm looking at what's going on. I don't care what the man has said. I really don't. I'm sorry. But whether you're in agreement with him or not, there's no reason to run and chase down his supporters and beat on them, is there?
Absolutely not. And I think that, in fairness, if this had been a Hillary event and the same had happened, we would still, it would still be just as abhorrent. Whoever event it was, and the reasoning for it to me is just, it's so ridiculous. It's like saying that, I can't buy a bigger house than I want because, my grandmother stole a tomato in the 60s. Yeah. I mean, it's just that far-fetched.
It's just stupid, just really stupid. Well, think about something here. If Trump supporters went out to a Hillary campaign, right, a Hillary rally, if you would, what do you think would happen there, right? What do you think would happen if they got in the way of the Hillary supporters? Do you think that there'd be a whole bunch of other stuff going on there, police taking him into custody and that kind of stuff?
I don't know. I kind of think that there would be problems because obviously they both got different agendas and never the twain shall meet. But I kind of I'll be the first one to confirm that Trump has said or done something, but nothing he's said or done today is enough of a reason for people to attack his supporters. Because like his politics, although his politics, you cannot bring violence into this situation. I mean, is this still America,
Well, and they're not, I'm sorry, but I refuse to call them protests anymore. In my mind's eyes, they're riots. These are people coming out looking to start trouble. When you start jumping on police cars, when you start burning things in the street, you start throwing rocks and such at other people, that is not a protest. That is now
come
a riot.
On, be honest, you listen to my show tonight because that's exactly what I called them.
Well, what do you think? Where do you think I get all my material, dude?
I know. You listen to the hour from my show and just make notes. No, but seriously, you can't call. I said, look at the people in Ferguson. They stopped being protesters when they started being violent. They became rioters. That's not a protest if you're being violent. I mean, when I think of a protest, I don't think of hitting anybody or breaking anything. I might stand there with a placard or sit there on a chair with a placard or shout slogans, but when you start to be violent, that's not protesting anymore. That's rioting.
Right, and your point gets lost in the violence, doesn't it?
I can't look at your point if you're being violent, because how different is this kind of thing to what happened on 9/11, They were violent towards us on 9/11. They killed our people. They tore down our buildings. They used violence to make a point. And your point is totally muted when you use violence.
Oh, yeah.
No, for me.
I'm with you. I am willing to sit down and talk to anybody really truly about any issue. But, when it gets into the name calling right off the bat, when they start telling you why you're such a jerk or such a this or such a that, at that point I'm done, right? Because you don't want to talk. You don't want me to learn. You want to shove your opinion down my throat, and you're going to make sure that I come your way or I'm just a jerk.
Well, I think social media has a lot to blame for some of this, because social media makes people think that they can put their fact across, their opinion across as fact. And that kind of, that irks me, because social media is about, everybody sharing their ideas and their opinions. And, you know, the phrase of civil discourse kind of springs to mind. We don't have to agree on everything, but I don't want to beat your face in just because you disagree with me, you know. But I will beat your face in if you push in line when I'm trying to get pizza. That's a totally different thing.
Well, yeah, this is a whole different...
And that's not violence.
You try to get around me in the food line, yeah, we got a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
for
then
sure.
The Christianity gets put on hold, you know what I mean? And just not going to work for me.
Yeah.
So the... I love throwing this stuff at you so we can have some fun with it. The Dartmouth gives the BLM students a pass for profane library protest. Why bad behavior gets rewarded with stuff like this, right? So several alumni at Dartmouth College have determined that Black Lives Matter protesters who occupied the school library last year did not commit any conduct violations, okay? Now, they identify with the BLM movement. They descended upon the Bakerberry Library holding signs shouting obscenities as they spread throughout the building. You know, here, let me give you an idea. Throughout the ordeal, the protesters continue their chanting, hurling epithets such as F you filthy white Fs, F you and your comfort, and F you and your racist crap. Now...
You said the C word, you
I
know.
Did. Can we say that? Did we get beeped? I don't think so. Yeah, okay. So the, I think I said worse. I'm not sure. Yeah. So anyway.
That's acceptable.
Well, the thing, though, behind this is what bothers me the most is why do we give, is it because we think they've been held down for so, you know, figures, there's the music. But I want to talk about this inside the break. Why do we allow this bad behavior to go by because of a particular group? If a white student did that, we may have a problem. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. You know, I don't even know. I don't even know what that was. That's just rock and roll stuff. It's not 70s, though. Was Michael, how, I've got, one guy, one of the guests I have on every week goes, what's with the 70s music? Like, it's not 70s. What are you talking about? Come on, you don't like your Little Earth, Wind & Fire? What are you saying? Really?
Yeah.
If you say
like
no.
I'm the Bee Gees, but.
Wait a minute. Let's not go too far. Bee Gees?
Like,
really?
Yeah.
Timmy's laughing. She's in the corner
laughing.
What's
wrong with the Bee Gees? How dare you?
Really? Because did they ever actually totally transition through puberty, or you think they were there right up until the end?
Well, that voice was falsetto, clearly.
I know, but how long can you listen to that that? You know, it sounds like screeching after all. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean, but it did to me. I mean, I bet you own the Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Fever album, CD, tape, and 8-track, right?
No.
You don't? You just went up on my respect meter.
I've got the complete, the best of, but no.
And Tammy says that she had the 8-track of Saturday Night. I'm surprised her dad even let her see that.
Tammy had an 8-track of Saturday Night Fever.
Wow. I know, huh? You didn't know she was that old, did you? Everybody thinks that she just graduated high school a couple of years ago.
I thought she was your daughter.
Oh. You know, you're on here by invitation. There you go. All right. So where were we? I was talking about the bad behavior. That's right. So at Dartmouth, you took me off track. At Dartmouth University College, I'm sorry. The BLM protesters, they took over the library. They were screaming profanities. They were using the F word all over the place. And they've decided that they're not going to enforce any of the rules because, you know, they were just blowing off steam. They were just being protesters, I guess. And the abusive language aimed at the community members it was okay, too. Again, it's all okay. And I'm thinking to myself, if this was any other group, it wouldn't be okay, would it?
No. And I'm not really a fan of the Black Lives Matter movement. And not because I'm racist, but because, you know, I preach an ideology of unification. And when you start to segregate again, you're not unifying. So I find it very hard to listen to anything that the Black Lives Matter has to say, because as far as I'm concerned, all lives matter. And when you're saying Black Lives Matter, you're segregating. Sorry.
Well, what about the nasty language? And it wasn't like nasty language like, you know, all people treat us like crap, or, you know, they specifically went after whites. It was all aimed at white people, right?
Is that not classified as racism then? Because if I go after black people or Asian people, that's racist. So what about when a black person goes after a white person? Because I've actually had people say to me that I'm not fit to sing songs that are written by, that were performed by black artists, which to me is kind
of racist. Are you serious? Somebody's actually said that to you?
Yeah, I once sang in a live show a redemption song by Bob Marley, and was told that my white AWS should not be singing Bob Marley songs because I'm white. So
wow. See, I don't know. I've this just drives me nuts with this stuff. It's kind of like what were they calling that? It was culture stealing. Remember culture?
Yeah.
Cultural appropriation is what we had. I mean, did you see that? You can't.
Yeah.
You and I can't have
my name to Dalajal. You know, my name is Xander Dalajal.
Well, apparently you and I can't celebrate Taco Tuesdays with sombreros on because it's cultural appropriation, and that's wrong. And if we were at a college, we probably could, you know, we could get suspended or something like that. We're really kind of gone out of our minds. Have we become oversensitive? Are we just looking for something wrong? I mean, Xander, this is, you can't really have a conversation, just a lighthearted, funny conversation anymore.
Well, I think unfortunately we've pacified so many people, and there's a more appropriate word that I want to use that I won't, that now in America you have to be so careful what you say because you're going to offend someone. And it makes it hard as a radio talk show host, choosing your words wisely so no one can ever say, oh, that was racist, what you just said. When I know in my heart of hearts I'm not racist, you know.
Well, does this actually put a crimp in how you put things out there, if you would?
I do, but, you know, last night, my co-host on a Thursday is a black guy. You know him, he comes in the chat room sometimes, Swoop, and we were talking about this last night, and him and I have some fun and some back and forth, and, you know, we were saying that some people might consider that as racist, but he's my friend, and he's a good friend, and he's a co-host on my show. So when we have back and forth, it's back and forth between Xander and Swoop, not back and forth between a white man and a black man. Because if you put the color into it, you change the orientation of the conversation right away.
That's right. See, that's where my mind is at. My mind is that we make this stuff racist. We make this an issue of race because we're so afraid of, or we're told, you can't say that to so-and-so. Look, I have a black friend of mine. We have a ball together. Playing the old, he treats me as a white racist and I treat him as my black servant.
Right.
You know, but it's lighthearted, it's funny. He knows I don't believe that, but we do it to antagonize. Frankly, we do it to antagonize other people because, you know, other people are so stuck up.
Absolutely. I this week watched the remake of Roots, the TV series from the 70s, because I watched that when I was a kid and I loved it, and so I watched the remake, and it was kind of very emotional and very interesting to watch, and people were even complaining about the use of the N-word, but obviously it's imperative to do that in that movie because the one of the aims is to portray it as historically correct as possible, and you can't do that and have a white slave owner saying, "You N-word, get over there now." You know?
Yeah, you can't even say colored person, can you? Isn't that considered incorrect these days too?
Yeah. Well, I think it would have been offensive in that too. People would have thought that was offensive because back then the phrase "colored folk" is how black people and I think minorities were referred to. But you can't use it in the film, even if it's to make it historically accurate to the time, because it's racist, which to me is ridiculous.
It's history. See, they're removing, you know, statues. They're removing the Confederate flag. They're removing all these things. And even my black friends, you've got them too, that say the same thing. Why are you doing that? Why are you taking away the symbols of one of the dark parts of this country's history? Not to beat on America, but just to make sure we don't go back there.
Exactly, because if we don't learn from history, we are doomed to repeat it. I mean, I agree with very little that Snoop Dogg said, the rapper. But he said, you know, isn't it time we just kind of got on with this and instead of harping back on? And I was like, wow, that's very interesting that he would take that perspective.
Yeah, he's actually, you're right. He actually came out in one of his less high moments, I guess. He comes out and he calls for a boy. He called for a boycott of Roots remake, and yep. And you're right, for the very best reason. Get on with it. That's exactly what he says. This is crazy. They're going to keep beating us down, beating this stuff into our heads. See, now, he's saying they're beating this stuff into our heads, so we'll stay down. You know, so we'll keep feeling bad about ourselves. I think he's right. I think he's 100% right on.
I think so, too. I mean, there was even a meme floating around this week with a picture of a white gorilla saying, would Harambe have been shot if he were white?
Oh, God.
So it's everywhere. It's everywhere. I mean, I'm sure it was kind of like tongue-in-cheek, but I think sometimes things are put out there as tongue-in-cheek, but they're actually deadly serious, you know?
Well, he makes a comment also in that article. He goes on to say that, why don't we create something based on today, what we're going through today, as opposed to, you know, how life was back then, how we were treated back then. You know, whether I like what he's going to put out or not, you got to give him credit by saying, look, there's a whole new set of things happening that we can deal with now, or that we should be able to deal with now. You know?
Yeah, I totally see that. But, I mean, you know, I have to say I enjoyed it. I still got two parts of it to watch. But for me, it was more about...
We got to go for break. Unless you want to, you know, I know you're well off. You may want to cut me a check and we can forego the commercial. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see to The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of fun after the break. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, ready to go. Go away, daddy-o. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GTN Live. And, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, and we have a lot of fun together doing some of the crazy stories of the week. Xander, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Always a pleasure, sir.
You know, I'm telling you, we should sell the time in between the breaks. You know,
we should
sign up for it.
We should, but I want a cut of that, okay? Because yeah. This is America.
Well, yeah, but I'm Italian. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you a cut, but you won't be able to take it to the bank. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow,
that's a violence on the air live. Wow. If
you like
just
that.
Tuned in. Joe is threatening to cut me.
That's right. Yeah. What were we talking about before the break? You don't know, do you? The Dartmouth. Yeah, see, I'm glad somebody here has.
Yeah, racism.
She has two brain cells to rub together. I'm not so sure you and I have two between the two of us to rub together, but story for another day. Yeah, we were finishing up with the Dartmouth thing, really. Just kind of nobody, bad behavior should not be overlooked, looked past just because of a certain group that they belong to, right?
Of course. Definitely not. And I would say the same about any community. I was going to specify them, but I won't.
So, you know, somebody, this is totally off anything we're talking about, because somebody sent me this, and as I was looking for a story that I was going to pull up for us, I ran across this. They were talking about, you know, when you go to buy a car, right, and if you have decent credit, person A has a credit score of 730, their interest rate's like 2%, their payment's 360 a month on, you know, on, well, it was, total interest paid was about $1,300. Person B has a credit score of 599. Their interest rate's 15%. Their payment's $500, and they end up paying $10,000. And somebody said, this should be illegal. And I said, you know what? No, it shouldn't be illegal. All right? Because I've been there before. And I, you know, I've had ups and downs in my life, and sometimes I get the 2% interest rate, and there's times in my life where I had the 21% interest rate.
Right.
You know, isn't it, it's you either take care of yourself, you either do the right thing, or there's consequences. What say you?
Well, I have to say, I'm not a goody two-shoes, but my parents and my grandparents always brought me up with the ethic of, if you can't afford to buy it, then save up for it and get it. And it's actually served me very well. And so I don't have a credit card. I don't do credit. But I definitely kind of think that if you work within the guidelines, you know, you should be rewarded for it. And if you don't, then you're going to have to pay, you know, a higher rate.
Right. So
I know that.
I was going to say this. So you do believe, you know, I won't say there's a consequence, you know, because consequences could be good or bad. There is a
knock-on effect to it, definitely.
Yeah, right. So, but
and why shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't it be? If someone's taking a risk to lend you money, if you're a higher risk, then you should pay a higher rate.
Yeah.
Early.
There you go. Know? See, and they were saying it should be illegal. You know, people are in these positions.
Why?
Well, because you can't have the rich white guy making any money if he's loaning money to other people, right? I think I was, it was just stupid. Just stupid.
If it's your money you're lending, you decide the terms. If it's a private business transaction, if it's not a bank, I mean, I kind of think the banks are probably regulated a little differently to private lenders, and have got more guidelines to kind of like adhere to. But I've just always been anti-credit. I'm looking to purchase a house, and obviously I need credit for that. So, you know, it's been recommended that I get a credit card.
Yeah.
But you would think if you've never had credit, that you would have good credit, but you have to build up your credit by getting credit. So that's lunacy for me.
Yeah, well, you gotta get a credit card. You gotta put something on it and pay it back and all that. But as far as the house goes, yeah, you know, that's what I try to tell people too, is that in today's environment, how long would it take you to save up for $300,000 or $400,000 home, or even $150,000 home? You couldn't, you know, even if your job paid you $100,000 a year, unless you moved into the basement with your mother, it's going to take you a while to save up that money.
Oh gosh, we just had like flashbacks. Then I'm like, no, not going to live in the basement with my mother. No, mother.
Okay. Oh, so today. All right. Today, it came across the wire that Donald Trump may—I don't believe everything I read on that interweb place—but may choose for his attorney general. Who do you think? Who do you think would be a great choice? Unless you already know this, in which case, who would you
have chosen? McDonald.
Oh, please. Who would you have chosen for your attorney general if you really want to get something done?
Definitely not Barack Obama.
No. Thank you.
Because I know that was suggested. I don't know.
I'll help you. I won't make you go through all this. Trey Gowdy is number one on his list. You talk about a guy with a gun and a whip.
But wait, I heard the other day that Donald Trump was talking about having him as part of his team. But I thought Trey Gowdy had been had been obstructive with regards to getting all the stuff together on Hillary with regards to the emails.
He was being obstructive in getting that stuff.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
No, I haven't taken that on. I think he's been frustrated. I think he's been irritated. I've seen the grilling that he's done and some of the questioning he's done. I don't know. I think him and I, and here's another name you're going to probably puke on, but him and Chris Christie. I think between the two of them, you know, Chris Christie was a fantastic prosecutor.
Be
nice about it.
It wasn't bad. It was
definitely different, though.
I'm going to say anyway. Are they going to pay Chris Christie in hamburgers or or what? See, there you go. It wasn't something rude.
You got to chuckle. That was good. Yeah, you know. I mean, he reminds me of. Doesn't he kind of remind you? Well, before he lost the weight, did he kind of remind you of that guy in Popeye the Murphy, right?
Definitely.
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger I'll consume today or something like that. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No. Definitely don't want Chris Christie anywhere near anything that's going on. But let me ask you this: I predicted who his Veep was going to be. If he won, as in Donald Trump, won the nomination.
Now, before you say the name, be careful, because, you know, in the Old Testament, when you made these predictions and you were wrong, they stoned people to death, so be careful.
I've been stoned before, it's fine.
We're not, boom, boom, thank you. We'll be here all week. Hey, so who would VP for him? Well, I hear he's talking a little bit about Newt Gingrich. I heard about that. Because that's what we need is two old white guys in the White House. I'd like to see him choose Condoleezza Rice. I think she'd be a great choice for VP for him.
Really?
I do.
Yeah.
Smart woman, sharp. You know, already knows about the foreign affairs. We need some help. We need things fixed. I heard today that. And listen, you want a black female? There you go. All right. So we have a female and an African American all in one shot. Because, you know, with the tent of the old white guys, apparently, but whatever. I don't know. You know, it's a good question, because I'm looking down the running. Somebody said Kasich. I said, no way, no how. And Ben Carson, I'd make him, what's the medical, surgeon general? I'd make him a surgeon general.
Think Alaska.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Really?
No.
No. This is how my mind works.
I'm going to cut your microphone off if you try to say her name.
Whether her support was so she might be nominated as a VP. But that's just how my mind works.
Wow. No. No, I could do.
Are you on a Trump train yet, Joe? Let's just go there. Because I know I'm not yet. But I'm not saying I never will be. But I'm still struggling a little.
Well, look, listen, I have been having these, I'm going to say it, arguments with people, and I'm tired of them. And I keep going, look, can we take the Trump name off it for a second? Let's take Hillary's name off it and sit there and line up. Now, Hillary's going to choose, let's say I could go for Hillary. No way it's going to happen. But who is she going to choose to run her cabinet? Right, what kind of difference are we going to have than we have now? We know what we're getting with Hillary. You know you're going to get the same old, right?
Right.
Okay, if Bernie gets in, we're going to be Venezuela North. It's really that simple, okay? Right, you're going to be eating your dog, your cat, and even the neighbor's animals, maybe. And maybe even the neighbor's after a while, if he gets in and does what he wants to do. And then you've got Mr. Trump, who, if he surrounds himself with the right people, if he takes the advice of those people, I mean, not that the guy in there now is doing taking the advice, but if he surrounds himself with the right people, why do we really think that he won't succeed? Seriously.
I don't know, but what would go a whole way towards being supportive of him for me would be if he started taking advice now from the people that are around him. I'm not... get involved in petty squabbles with other celebrities and other politicians.
When you have
because that would make me say, wow.
All right, we're up against it. Real quick, tell people where they can find you before we go.
ZanderGive.com. It's all there. The show, the TV show.
A lot more coming up the next minute, next hour. You're listening to GCN Live. The Real Side with Joe Messina will be back in just a few minutes.